Thursday night. Okay, Chayvus Halvavus, we're finishing up Perek Tishii. Perek Tishii asks the question if it's shayach to have coexisting gaiva, he calls it schichus hadas, pride, being proud, feeling a sense of proprietorship. You're not going to be proud of something that someone else gave you. You're proud of something that you own, that you accomplished, that you did. So is it shayach to have together at one time schichus hadas and anova? Anova being bittel. Anova, the way he explains it, being bittel takadosh baruch hu. So can you have both? So he says in this gashmius and this ruchnius. This gashmius, the gifts a person has, and this ruchnius, the gifts. So in gashmius, it's not possible. He said in this paragraph, and Yud, he said, once you feel that's chichus hadas and in yoni oylam hazeh, the only thing that could have allowed you to have that is iyidiyoso bal tovoso, he says. Your lack of recognition that this tova was done for you, that you did nothing, it's not coming from you. Al yisalel, right, ashir v'asho, yisal chachom v'chachmasoy, gibor b'gvuroso. So he doesn't appreciate that it's not his, that it was bestowed upon him. He doesn't realize how quickly it could be taken away from him, how easy it is to lose it. People lose money overnight, people lose their health overnight, people lose their lives overnight, people lose their ability to think overnight. It doesn't take much to see that. So that's gaiva. So it can't coexist with anova. Because if he thinks it's coming from him, that's, he compares him to some cherub Nebuchadnezzar. Let's continue now on Daf Reish Yud Aleph, the fourth line. But by ruchnius, as we explained last week, there the person does have something of his own. It's a tremendous chiddush, maybe, but that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Bria that a person does something on his own. What's that? He's bocher betov. The reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu made such a Bria, we learn in Ramchal, because so that the person should deserve his everlasting reward. Or else it's what's called Nahama de Kisufa. If a person is just Misanegal Hashem, let's say the Mesil Sesharim says, a person was Nivra Misanegal Hashem. So if the Eivish just would have made that person and been Misanegal Hashem, so that's not a real Tova. You see, HaKadosh Baruch wanted to be Meitiv, but it's not a real Tova. It's not a real Tova to give someone a freebie. Because there's a concept of Nam de Kisufa. You could ask a deeper question even, which we won't delve into, but it's a good question and there's a good answer also. And that is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a person with that, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that in the Bria, that there's Nahama de Kisufa. See, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made everything. That's what you have to realize. Anything we talk about is not inherently so. That's the philosophical difficulty of, you say HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world because he wanted to be native. So the unanswered question always is, when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is, well, like, why does he have to be native? Like, why? That's also, is that a need? Is that a want? Where does it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is perfect. There's no, so that we won't get into. That's like, anyway, we won't get, that's really heavy. That's a big machlokas, what the answer to that question is. But when you're talking about a person, once you go below the level of trying to peer into the workings of Hashem, and you pull the throttle back, and you're willing to settle for people, so you have to realize, even if you say that Okay, Ramchal says that a person, I'm saying, why was a person created with Bechira? So Ramchal explains, because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu just would have created a person and allowed him to be Masanag al Hashem, so that freebie is what's called Nama de Kisufa, bread of embarrassment. It's not a real tova. It's not good for a person to just be given a freebie. So it is a good question to ask, why is that? It's a fear question. You know, as you're going even deeper into the saying, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make a person that there's a problem with Nama de Kisufa? HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have made just the Sanag al Hashem, and there wouldn't have been this, flaw of Nama de Kisufa. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make that as a flaw? It's a deeper question, and the truth is, it has an answer also. The answer is, I mean, I'm saying briefly here what should take, we should learn Das Tvunos or Derechayim, and then really, this is like, you know. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, really, like one of the basic fundamental yesod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creating of a person is that he wanted a person to be domeh to Hashem. Nasa adam b'tzalmenu k'dimusenu. And don't ask me why, because then I'm stopping there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's nasa adam k'tzalmenu k'dimusenu. It's a tremendous idea. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create a bria b'tachtonim called Adam, that would be Domet to Hashem. Domet to Hashem means that you can't, that in his very makeup, it's beard, like, to just give him a freebie. He has to deserve it. He has to do it. He's independent. He has a shleimus to him, right? It's a lack of shleimus. If someone gives me a freebie, it's a lack of shleimus. I have a chisaron, I have a flaw, I need something, and someone gives it to me and fills up that flaw. I can't do it on my own. I have a flaw. Someone does it for me. So that's a flaw. There's a shleimus in this way of making the bria, in saying that a person's bocher and therefore deserves lehasanag al Hashem. So that's a shleimus. He deserves it. He did it. He's independent. He's not dependent. He's not the recipient of a toiva, not the recipient of a matana. So the answer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a bria so that a person should be domed to him. Right. If you go to YU, so you know that Yashaber always said the Latin words for that, which I don't know. Anna Domingo or something like that. The famous Latin words that express this philosophy. Come on, you know it. Come on. If you went to YU, you got to know it. Because he used it whenever he had a chance. He threw that in. It's something like that. I mean, not even close, probably. But anyway, but that's Nasa Adam. That belongs to you. That beer belongs to you. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a person that, so he should be domed to Hashem. So therefore he bechira. So there is a corner, really an amazing concept, when if you really think about the nature of Hashem and how Hashem is responsible for everything and how Hashem creates everything and empowers everything and nothing can exist without him, right? The Rambam says that's the meaning of Hashem. Meaning of Hashem Elokim Emes, the Rambam says, in the first parak of Hilchos Yesodei Torah. The meaning of Hashem Elokim Emes is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only real reality. Nothing else is really real, but somehow, and we don't really understand this, and this has to do with Bechir and Yediyah also, but Hashem left a corner, it's part of the tzimtzum of the very creation of the world, that Hashem left a corner where a person is independent. So a person can do what he wants. Baruch Hu doesn't, because Baruch Hu tells him what to do, but he allows him to do, he chooses to do. So he mamish left him a corner in order that he deserve the ultimate reward, in order that he attain shleimus. And that's like a tremendous chesed. So like HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in order to be meitiv. So if I would ask you a question, why does it say 26 times Ki li olam chasdo? So everybody knows that for 26 doros there was no Torah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mefarnes and kept the world, was mekayim the world with chesed. But the truth is, so what happened after that? So after that, the Torah was given. Now it's even more chesed. Now a person can attain shleimus by his own efforts. By his own efforts. By his own efforts. And that's like, ein lecha chesed gadol mizu. Ein lecha hatova gadol mizu. So, there is a corner. That's why the Chavetz Chaim says that in Inyanim Ruchniyim is a makom for pride, and except you can channel it the wrong way. The makom for pride, and if it's a good pride, it will coexist with anava. That's his point. But the makom for pride is because you did it. It's taka, something that belongs to you. It belongs to you. But then, but that could take a wrong turn, and it could take a right turn. That's what he says. It could take a wrong turn if you see the fallouts. If the fallouts is, and he says, let's first learn it, and then we'll explain. The fourth line on Daf Reishit Aleph, Al Vizchicha Tadaz, B'maylas Aruchnias, Mechlekel V'shnei Chalokim, Ha'echad Maguna V'Hasheni B'Shubuch. One is terrible and disgusting, and the other one is praiseworthy. Ha'maguna K'ashazocha Da'as Ha'chocham B'chachmoso. So he's talking about the totso'os. He's talking about, look what happens. If someone is already a good person, he learns Torah, and he knows Torah, and but he takes pride in his Torah. Now what's, you can take pride in your Torah and make a siyum, and you can take pride in your Torah and treat people, other people who are not making a siyum, you can treat them condescendingly, right? So he says, if you're proud in your Torah, the heviu adover lachshov, and that takes you to vatzadik b'masov, you're proud of it. You're proud that you're doing good works. But if that, then you make a turn, you take a wrong turn somewhere. The heviu adover lachshov sha'osaharbe. So that, okay, you're not always striving to do more. You did enough. V'shemaspik mashek for kodem lo mehem. It's enough already what he did. He has he's well known enough. Vashem Hatov and Vashem Hatov. He treats people, he doesn't treat people nicely. He treats them in a degrading fashion. Ubizuyam, even worse, Vasipa Mikra Oseyam, and he ends up talking Lashon Hara on people. Because he feels proud of himself and he feels superior to the others. Vashpolos Chachmei Doro, doesn't have the proper respect for Chachmei Hador. V'yichideiz Mano, G'doyli Hador. V'hasparus, Pechesrun Chaveirov, and he's happy. He discovers a flaw in his friend. There's no one happier than him. He found out the guy is this, the guy is that. That makes him feel good. V'yidiyosom Kamohu, they didn't finish Shas, they didn't finish a Masechta. He somehow in his pride took a wrong turn somewhere, and now his pride builds and he takes pride in the flaws of his fellow man. So we see that's the wrong kind of pride. But you can have the right kind of pride. So in Gashmius, if you have pride,